Hello and welcome to the First Impressions Podcast. This is the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. Please join us for the 36th Annual FIRST Conference this summer in Fukuoka, Japan, June 9th through 14th, 2024. For more information, please visit first.org. And now we join the interview in progress.
This time on the show, we're lucky enough to be joined by Ko, Head of Singapore Branch LACERT, and Rick, main LACERT representative for FIRST Program Committee and co-chair of the CTI and NetSec SIGs. Welcome to the show, folks.
Hello.
We've been looking forward to chatting to you a little bit about what's going on with LACERT, but also a little bit about the history of LACERT's involvement with FIRST. Maybe you can start with a little bit about, you know, what is LACERT? What is it that you currently do? And how would people have known you from your long history with FIRST?
Okay, thank you. Let me start from me first. I'm Ko, the head of the Singapore branch. So first, I'd like to introduce who is the LACERT and actually the ADC as a company. So we are one of the pioneer company who started the cybersecurity business in Japan from the 1995. And then we are also the first company that opened up the SOC, Security Operations Center in Japan, but called JSOC. JSOC stands for is a Japan Security Operations Center. Because we took the Japan Security Operations Center, the government in Japan cannot really name it their SOC as Japan Security Operations Center. So how they name it is a JSOC, government SOC. This is like a funny story in Japan. By the way, we have worked closely with the governments and also the enterprises. Since the July 2018, we opened up the Singapore branch to expand our business outside Japan. I would like to explain a bit about ADC, is our business pillars. The first pillar is SOC, obviously, because we are one of the first company and who started the business. And we offer the 24/7. And we are not just only monitor the perimeter devices, but to the servers and the EDR. On top of that, we offer the dedicated SOC services to the few customers. We have our own signature that's to detect some of the, you know, the suspicious activities. We call it JSOC signature. Because we have a long history of the SOC service, we could develop some of the signature that's to apply in a next-gen firewall and so on. And then the second pillar of our business is incident response. Incident response is again, the 24/7, obviously. And we have handled the 5 cases a year. So Rick here is one of the person who offers the incident response service in a ADC. So what is the beauty of our incident response service is that not just only to offer the service to the customer, but we offer the free tool only available in Japan. But we call it a Falcon Nest. What the customer can do with this tool is to investigate suspicious spires.
With Falcon Nest, I know you mentioned it's available free in Japan. Do you see a lot of very specific threats focused in on Japan as a target that necessitate an individual tool? Or is it just that a lot of the tools out there right now don't really offer the level of incident response and scanning that you expect?
Now, Falcon Nest is practically you're putting an agent in the client's nodes to be detected, to have the communication with the center and giving all of the kind of the indicator that can be flagged as suspicious. So it looks like as the EDR or ex-EDR base of the system. So based on that, by the nature of the threat itself, so there are many things that every threat that aiming all over the world, we are also receiving the same stuff as per other places in this planet too. And also for some specific, say, the targeted attack, for example, there are some trends that actually started from our networks in Japan and go to another parts of the world also. So there are kind of the various pattern going on.
We see that LACERT has been around almost as long as FIRST itself. What got you involved with FIRST, and especially with the conference coming up in Fukuoka?
Practically, we started to be a member of the FIRST from the 2003, and we are the third entity who's becoming the member of the FIRST. The first one is obviously the JP CERT CCs, and the second one is IIJ DINAS. Then through that, we are helping also another entities in Japan to become a member of the FIRST too. And afterwards, we are becoming involved with the FIRST community after learning about how to adjust ourselves to the global movement of IR and the educational aspect for that. And starting from my joining to the FIRST itself from the 2017 to 2018, I think, we are starting to have more activities in the six. So at the time, I helped to make a development to support the establishment of the CTI SIG. It was starting from the first annual conference in the Kuala Lumpur at times. And then afterwards, we are having the CTI SIG. And then two, 3 years before, I also helped for the establishment of the NetSec SIG. Now we are having a five co-chair for that too. And through that six operations, and also we are joining the existing SIG like a ZVSS and an ICS too. And then we are making many kind of the contributions to the activities that can help the community overall for the global achievements. Like for example, through the CTI SIG, we established the new MITRE attack subtechniques called Time Bomb, with successfully put the proposal to the MITRE organizations, and then now becoming one of the additional explanation of the subtechniques of the time bomb over there. And then we are also making a proposal to, at the time, there is no ICS platform in the midst for OT and or ICS. So we made it taxonomy for that. And we communicate directly with Alex in the MIS platforms, and then we work together, and then we establish that too. And then through the CVSS SIG, we are trying to explain about the how potential of the CVSS score that can be affected with the PI as per area that can vary the score between the lateral of the landscape in the world. So like, for example, if in the United States and Spain is having a similar score, probably in Japan, for those kind of product is not as much as existing in another place, so it will have the lower score and stuff like that. So it will be a good input so that successfully presented before the CVSS for, and then the many kind of the stuff that we support for program committee activities afterwards, and also we support for the events, especially during the corona session when everything goes to online. So we are actually the first conference that goes to the online through the CTI SIG. I think that is one of the points that probably worth to be recorded.
Not only are you a member of the program committee and have been for a number of years, but also you're a diamond sponsor of the upcoming event. What benefits does FIRST really kind of offer to you, and what kind of doors does it open that allows you to really enjoy and use this community and give back to the community as well?
A contribution to the cybersecurity community is very important. And in order to show this our sincere support, we would like to be a diamond sponsor to unite the people and the community and the technology to tackle the cybersecurity. It's like as a slogan that bring security response gap. We would like to work together with the community people, and also I want them to know us, because some of the customers who believe that ADC is just only a company located in Japan, but actually we have a plant outside Japan, and we do have some of the activity outside in Japan. So this is something that's the way we can showcase our capability.
To take this on a little bit lighter question, both of you will be in Fukuoka. What are you most looking forward to at the conference or to see in the area?
honestly speaking, this is my first time to attend CERT. So even though I have attended AP CERT, but this can be one of the biggest community in the world for the incident response and then cybersecurity. So I would like to get to know the people who are in the first line of the incident response and also the decision-making people in many locations and also the countries.
Our CEO, Mr. Nishimoto, is coming from Fukuoka. Fukuoka is kind of the home base for our entities. So I think you will like to do the best here in Fukuoka by showing you around about what Fukuoka is all about and what can we contribute for this event. And especially, we would like to have, this is for the Japan perspective itself. We would like to break the ice of the communication between global and Japan, especially for the many kind of the communication of the IR and the CTI. Also, you know that the standard is quite bit different between these two worlds and two culture, and some cultures also being involved. So I think being together in the Fukuoka will make us getting closer together, especially in the world right now. There are so many conflicts that, probably we can be closer to each other and we can share more and we will know each other by the persons in Japan. Probably we can establish much better communication than what we already has. And as you know, this is the first event of the first that we are holding again in Japan after almost 10 years, right? The previous was in Kyoto.
It was 2009 Kyoto, and that is where Chris and I actually met. So
it's true. I think about it all the time, but more of a nightmare than a dream. But it
was good, right?
So it was a good event. It was a good event. Despite meeting Martin, it was a good event.
Did you join the soccer game at the time?
Oh no, that sounds a lot like fitness. It's okay. I think Martin and I were more bring a bottle than as you were saying about first. I mean, bringing people together, talking, and doing that face to face work. That's the important thing about FIRST, bringing people together and really having that face-to-face time to bridge the gap or bridging the security response gap here. So looking forward to meeting everyone face-to-face in Japan and hoping that we can have many more good conversations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining and we'll see you on the ground in Japan.
Thank you for listening to the First Impressions podcast. I'm your host, Martin McKay, and along with Christian Riley, we interview people who are going to be speaking at upcoming FIRST conferences. We look forward to seeing you at the 36th annual FIRST conference this summer in Fukuoka, Japan. It'll be going on June 9th through 14th. For more information, please visit first.org.